This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
E3 weekend. Summer Game Fest. Things that aren't E3 but aren't Summer Game Fest. Conferences. Games. Euro started. Nate's got a lot to watch. I spoke in the third person.
That is a sign of narcissism.
Good news. You call me narcissistic today. Couldn't even get the whole word out because I was starting laughing. Oh, man. Can we move on, folks?
I don't know. Can we?
No.
Okay. I'm not, like, feeling the E3 vibes for some reason. You know what I mean?
Because it's a cluster?
Yeah, maybe that's it, because it's a cluster. Like, I don't know who's doing press conferences. I haven't looked at it too much.
I went and found a list curated by, was it PC Gamer, maybe?
Okay.
That was, hey, here's E3 and non-E3 events, like official ones that were part of E3 and non-official, and it's like just a list of what to watch, and it was crossed out if it had already happened. So it was it started at the Battlefield reveal on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then it was Summer Game Fest. Then it was whatever came after that, Day of the Devs maybe, and then the stuff from Friday, and then tomorrow, which it was like there's stuff before Ubisoft, and there was Ubisoft stuff, and then...
Is Ubisoft tomorrow?
Yes.
Do you know what time?
Through
it's in the dock, isn't
five,
it? It's
yeah,
in the
dock. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I guess we can talk about that afterwards. I don't know.
We can talk about it, but I might have things.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway, you want to do what we normally do?
Yeah.
At this point in the show?
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is Gamers 2 Podcast.
Believe it or not.
Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry. And anything else that might pique our interest.
Excuse the sniffles if you hear them. My allergies are kicking my ass.
That happens.
Multiple allergy medicines currently running. But one of them is not a decongestant. Big mistake.
I could see how that would be a problem.
Yeah, I should probably have a decongestant.
I mean, we're all fighting our issues, you know? We're all battling ourselves.
My issue is myself.
Yeah.
As is tradition.
I've been battling the formation of Joker scars on the sides of my mouth for the past 3 weeks. So, ooh, that's
fun.
I can't wait.
You start walking around with a deck of playing cards. I'm going to get slightly worried.
I'd be worried too.
Or if you start dropping lines like you're tired of pretending it's not, or, you know, anything yeah, that's, you know, you have a weird infatuation with a guy named Marty and you want to kill him.
A lot of Joker references in the new episode of Supernova in the East.
Weird.
Just throwing that out there.
All right,
Dan. A little teaser.
All right, Dan. Let's calm down.
A little teaser action for you. Hey, how about them new releases?
Yo, you want to hear some new releases? Because there's like 19 of them. We're going to start with Chivalry 2 for the PC, PlayStations, and Xboxes. Chivalry's not dead.
Oh, snap.
Number two, Edge of Eternity for PC. Number three, The Elder Scrolls Online makes its way to the current generation of PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. Elder Scrolls Online Blackwood DLC makes its way to console. Fortnite Season 7 Chapter 2, whatever that means. Number six, Minecraft The Caves and Cliffs Update Part 1. You're only getting caves this time. I don't really know what part one means, but hey, there it is. Number seven, Willy Morgan and the Curse of Bone Town for the Switch. There's a joke there.
Did you see the gears turning in my head? Yeah.
I kind of glanced because I could see it, and I was like, is he going to?
I just didn't know what to. It like broke me.
Welcome to Bone Town, population you. Number eight, Green Hell for the PlayStation and Xbox. Number nine, Later Daters for the Xboxes. Don't know if you remember Later Daters. This is a game that I made Dewey play while we were at PAX one year. It is a nursing home dating simulator.
Mm. Nursing homes. A lot of action happens in nursing homes.
What's more rampant with STDs, nursing homes or koalas? Just food for thought.
Yeah, think about it.
No, but like, think about it. Number 10, No More Heroes for the PC. Number 11, immediately, No More Heroes 2, Desperate Struggle for the PC. That's a weird one to put after Later Daters. Am I right? It's the best Bruce stare I've had in a while. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrad for the PlayStation. Number 13, Ninja Gaiden Master Edition for the Switch. Number 14, One Hand Clapping for the PC. It sounds a lot like this. I don't even know if that's going to come up in the mic.
Oh, might have
been too quiet. Number 15, We Are Football for the PC. Don't know which football. Number 16, Darius Burst, another Chronicle EX Plus for the PlayStation and Switch. Number 17, Guilty Gear Strive for the PC and PlayStations. Number 18, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart for the PS5. It's officially here. The first one that was supposed to be here 3 months ago.
First one.
Well, first of their this year's slate.
Yeah. First real one.
Careful. The Godfall people are going to come get angry.
Yeah.
And number 19, Lumber Hill. For the PC, which we just watched the trailer for earlier.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Looks weird.
Technically not out till Sunday, but
it counts.
The podcast will go up on Saturday. No one's going to go download anything right away anyway, because no one's going to listen to it until later. So it'll all work out.
Yeah. Going fast and loose this episode.
A little bit. I'm on the move. Because I want to get rid of whatever this is, and there's two ways to do it. Eat more spicy stuff that's downstairs.
Yeah.
Or actually get a decongestant.
Okay.
And really, I mean, other than just kind of, we've only seen one conference so far. There are more happening this weekend. So, it's just kind of, a lot of it is going to be us BSing, but really people should be watching trailers. So I want to more just kind of point people in a direction of things they should watch.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to cover in the, it's kind of weird. It's a weird situation because there's not a whole lot to cover as far as news goes.
Right.
Just pointing and going, there's something there. Go watch it.
Yeah. We're essentially the tour guide on top of a double-decker bus.
Mm, yeah.
On your left, you will see the new battlefield. Gaze in its glory. Okay, there it is. Now on the right, not talk any more about it. Just be like, over here. Oh, the new shiny object is this thing.
All right. So what do you want to do? You want me to run through this one?
Yep.
Okay.
Shocker, right?
So
if you need me to open any of them, let me know.
I mean, you can open the first one and then kind of peruse if there's anything that I don't mention that you want to bring up. So I'm gonna blow through the big ones. The first thing that kicked off this week was the Summer Game Fest with Jeff Keighley. doing his live stream.
Keely out here doing it big again.
Yeah. I appreciate his stuff. My hot take was it seemed long to me, but there's two factors that contribute to my sensation of it being long. A, I was mad tired and I fell asleep halfway through. And B, there wasn't a whole lot there that I was interested in, which contributed to the extended feel of it.
Yeah, for me, it was I had a lot that I also, wasn't interested in or whatever, but it was still a good conference.
Yeah.
It was what you want. It was big games, small games, everybody sharing the stage. There were a couple of random things where I was like, I don't really know what the point of this is right now. Like, why is Weezer here?
Yeah. Yeah, I skipped all that.
But otherwise.
Yeah, they did move along at a good clip.
Yeah. There was no break.
Yeah.
It was just
less... other than the music, which
yeah.
That's whatever.
I mean, I'm all down for the orchestra playing Sonic, but
yeah. The big one we'll get out of the way right away is Elden Ring. That was shown off, first gameplay reveal. It'll be officially released on January 21st, 2022, barring any sort of delays, which good, that good. Caveat blankets this entire thing.
That caveat should blanket this entire weekend.
Yeah.
But hey, it means Jeff won't get hung out to dry now.
Yeah.
After all his whole joke about Elden Ring and yada yada.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any comments that you care to make on it?
I don't give a shit about Elden Ring.
Neither do I.
I'm happy to see it exists.
It's got a lot of hype.
Because I know a lot of people are, hype about it. And I don't know anybody that's, like, great. Like, that was ever, diving into the bandwagon. Can you have an Elden Ring apologist at this point? Almost those people. Haven't had that. At least personally, but happy it exists, and that's about it, really. Because I'm not gonna play it.
Yeah, I won't.
I'll probably enjoy watching somebody play it, or depending on how it all ends up working. If it is another, like, because it is a FromSoft game, so if it is another semi-linear Souls-like, it'll be fun to see if it ever makes it to like a GDQ. Because those GDQ runs of like Bloodborne and stuff are some of my favorite, because it makes the game look effortless, and I hate it, but I love it. Because normally, I can't remember what the guy's name is, but normally the guy I've seen run it is just, he's very talkative the whole time, mm-hmm. but he gets into a boss fight and he's like, and 1, 2, dodge that, 1, 2, 3, now we dodge again, and 1, 2, pop this thing, kill that, do this, dodge it, and there we go, and it's done. All right, moving on. And I'm like,
yeah, it's disgusting.
Why do you just say two hits, dodge? Why do you make that look so easy?
Yeah. It's annoying.
I hate that you're good.
Next up, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
I was wondering if we were going by order of importance.
I don't know.
Because maybe. This should be up there.
It is definitely up there. I don't think you can argue the fact that in the... mainstream, whatever bubbles we exist in, Elden Ring is like, everyone's...
Can you exist in a mainstream bubble?
I don't know. Elden Ring is getting the old handy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
Elden Ring exists.
Yeah. Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which is supposed to be coming early 2022, and it's from Gearbox. I'm assuming it's some sort of reference to Borderlands.
Tiny Tina is a character from Borderlands, played by Ashley Birch.
You heard it here first. No. I made a face on that.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Yeah, so
it's standalone game, Borderlands spinoff.
Yep.
A high fantasy looter shooter.
Yeah, so the way it's pitched, and Jeff had Ashley there to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
The way that, and I don't know why they wouldn't just call it that, like, she wouldn't say this, but it's what it is. It looks like it's going to be looter shooter D&D, because Tiny Tina is playing the role of, I don't remember what she actually calls it, but it's your dungeon master.
Yeah.
she is your dungeon master, just writing the story and changing and everything. But it's its own standalone game, and it's a, you know, looter shooter. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. Give me Borderlands, like a D&D thing, and I have like I have more options to upgrade my character. And so, like, yeah, I'm in. Sign me though.
It's got an interesting list of voice actors: Andy Samberg, Wanda Sykes, Ashley Birch, and Will Arnett, and a few others, I guess.
Which,
so there's that.
Hell of a list.
Metal Slug Tactics. Old franchise coming back. Looks to be some sort of strategic... What the fuck do you call those? Like a run and gun thingamajigger?
A turn-based action RPG?
I don't know. Yeah, sure. I don't even remember which one this is. Sorry. Is this a side-scrolling one?
I'm literally looking at the list. So okay. This is the top-down sprite grid tactical.
Yeah, okay.
Like warfare, you know. You have a battle. You have an army. They have an army. You're doing little battles. They have a Hulk.
Yeah.
All the Avengers quotes.
All right. I'm not normally one of those people. Are you familiar with Metal Slug?
I'm not. I've heard the name, but I never have any. I knew Advanced Warfare, which I think already got its Advanced Warfare, Armored Warfare. There was another tactical one I knew from before, but that already exists now on the Switch and stuff. That was very similar to this that I can't remember the name of it. But these games like this always intrigue me, at least for a little bit.
Yeah,
but never enough to finish them. For whatever reason, I don't know why. I get into it. I'm like, yeah, cool, tactical stuff, doing turn based things. Yeah, all right. And what was I doing? And I'm playing another game. Oh, yep, there it is. I don't know if it's my ADHD kicks in and I need something more action packed or what.
Yeah.
So,
next up. The old iPad might need to be replaced. Anyways, next up, Death Stranding is getting a director's cut. Cool. It was announced for the PS5. I don't understand the teaser trailer. I don't understand the whole box. You know, obviously it's a reference, but I watched the teaser trailer, whatever we're calling this thing, and I was just like, why?
It's the one thing I have against Keeley, and I don't have many things against Keeley. His obsession with Kojima. And, like, I get the friendship, right? Obviously. That makes sense to me. And even the obsession is fine, but, like... And you want him as a host to be hype about everything. Just period.
What?
But coming off the trailer... He says, confirm the director's cut exists. And I went...
No one who asked for that.
Did anybody not think that the first one was the director's cut? Like, didn't PlayStation just go, do whatever the hell you want, Kojima?
I actually enjoyed the conversation.
The conversation was good.
The fucking game reveal ruined it. Yeah. The conversation was interesting. I'm like, all right, this is interesting.
Yeah.
That would be cool if that was all it was. And then he's like, oh yeah, one more thing. And like, okay, you know, if it was a new game... Obviously, we'd be talking a lot different right now.
Yes.
But Death Stranding Director's Cut, I was like, no.
Even if it was DLC
of
Death Stranding or an add-on or something, not just the Director's Cut of it. And I was like, that doesn't do anything for me. But the conversation was, the conversation was very interesting.
I can't even imagine like what the Director's Cut could be.
Either. Longer?
It just doesn't make sense.
Imagine if it was shorter. If Kojima cut his own shit.
I mean, that would be fantastic.
It was 10 minutes. He's like, hey, director's cut is just like the base mechanics so I can get you the next game. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Speaking of needless people being in this here streaming event thing.
Hey.
Jurassic World Evolution 2.
I can't do it. Yeah. True impression.
Jeff Goldblum showed up to reveal Jurassic World Evolution 2. I like Jeff Goldblum, don't get me wrong, but...
Life finds a way.
Exactly. That was announced.
Kind of cool to see that they're doing a second one. I don't know if they would be able to.
I don't remember the first one being...
If I remember right, Evolution was the one of, like, you doing basically Jurassic World, like a park sim.
I don't remember, like, how it was received.
Neither do I, but that's why I was surprised to see that they're doing a second one, so it must have been received well enough.
Yeah. Looks interesting.
Always cool just to have Goldblum still, like, you know, even when he's in the movies and stuff, you're like, yeah, you're the only guy that never left. You just love it. You're here for it.
He's got mad style, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous.
I was thinking the other day while I was mowing the lawn, I was like...
Dangerous.
It was like, it's like shower thoughts, kind of. Like mowing lawn thoughts.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the concept of swag. And I was like,
that is a concept.
It is a concept. I don't have swag. No. Everyone wishes they had swag.
Yes. Few have it.
And I was just trying to wrap my head around the concept of swag. Because, like, there's an intangible aspect to it that's just like, it's just so interesting to me.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Yeah.
Anyways, back to games.
It's one of the, you either got it or you don't.
Exactly.
You don't earn swag.
You can't. That's the thing that was frustrating to me that I was thinking about. I was thinking about clothing. That's how it would have got me into it.
So you can dress swaggy.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. But if you can't pull it off, like, it makes it worse.
Yeah. You can dress, like, if you look at somebody and you go, they clearly have swag, I'm gonna wear that outfit, and then you exactly wear that outfit. If you still don't embody swag, now you're
it's almost a detriment,
almost cringy.
Yeah. Because there's been some shoes I wanted to buy recently, and I'm like, I don't know if I could pull these off. Like,
real quick, are we either one of us able to judge? Who has swag? Well, that's
the thing, though, is, like, you cannot have swag, and as long as you're, like, conscious of your existence, you can tell when other people do have swag.
Dude, so, speaking of the shoe thing, fuck Summer Game Fest for a second.
Yeah, fuck you.
The shoe thing, sneakerheads are crazy people.
Yeah, they are.
To just be in general, sneakerheads are insane people.
Yeah.
That being said, I love Omar. Omar's awesome. I have no problem with Omar. He's the first sneakerhead I can think of.
Okay.
Omar. Omar De Armas, for people that don't know, of Funhouse. First sneakerhead I can think of. Also, generally, overall, a good human being. But, also another sneakerhead, and I don't think that they would actually categorize themselves as sneakerhead as much as they just love sneakers, is a Twitter account by the name of @BravesAshland.
Okay.
Of the Mansplain Baseball Pod, of John Boy Media.
Yeah.
She is on that sneakers app trying to snag sneakers constantly. And always usually posts the, if you manage to get them, it says congrats, like something like congrats, you got them. But if you miss them, and it shows a picture of them with the words above it. And if you miss them, it says, like, oops, better luck next time or something like that. And every time, for the most part, probably like 9 out of 10 times that she posts a sneaker, I'm like, son of a bitch, I kind of want that sneaker. But then I couldn't pull it off.
There's like sneakers or shoes in general, watches, hats to a lesser extent, but not so often. There's certain things that, like, I want all of them.
Hoodies,
yeah, are another good one.
I want hoodies constantly, and I just never... I can also just never justify it.
Yeah.
Like, I can pull off a hoodie. I'm a big enough man to pull off a hoodie.
Sneakers and shoes, though, are like, I love all of them, usually, and it's just like, I could never pull that. I could never wear those.
A lot of
If I wore those, people would laugh at me.
A lot of, like, the fat tongue Nikes or Jordans.
Yeah.
I can't wear those.
Yeah.
I can't pull that off. But I like the look of some of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, there have been some she's posted, and I'm like, son of a bitch, I would have ordered those or tried. You know, obviously the whole thing with the Sneakers app is that it's a timed release and there's only X amount of many or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I would have ordered those. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's like, in some ways, I'm like, I'm happy I don't know that world.
Yeah. Expensive.
Oh, that too. Money pits.
Back to Summer Games Fest.
Yeah.
Korean MMO Lost Ark is coming to the West in the fall of 2021.
Cool.
Yeah. Sable's release date was announced September 23rd, 2021. I guess it's going to be, or it was at Tribeca Game Festival.
Cool.
Among Us is getting a hide and seek mode.
Woo.
Woo woo. Salt and Sacrifice announced for 2022.
Woo.
And it will feature online co-op.
Woo.
Woo. 2 Point Campus was announced and it'll be coming in 2022.
Yes, give me more 2 Point things. You can teach, you can have night school where you teach them to be knights.
2 Point Campus.
Jousting is at 3 p.m. Be there. Or be square. I'm happy to, I'm broke.
Yeah. It happens.
Hospital was on, I think, both EA Play and Game Pass. So I'm hoping Campus does the same thing on one of them, just so I can give it a shot. Because I want to see the puns they've come up with. Night school is a good start.
Yeah. Yeah. They got me with that one. I was like, night school? Who'd want to go to night school? And then they were like, knights.
Like, yeah, they're like, a K. What if you like, just see a bunch of people walking around like they were playing Chivalry 2 for real? And you're like, ooh.
Escape from Tarkov. It got a Battle in the Streets gameplay trailer. It shows new gameplay and I believe a new map, a new area.
I did not realize that's what the name of the trailer was. That's too funny to me.
Battle in the Streets.
Looks great.
Escape in from Tarkov, hot in the streets.
Hot in the streets. Looks great.
Yeah.
I wish I had people to play Tarkov with.
I wish I was good at games.
So do I.
That would be like that. That this would do the same thing that PUBG did to me, which is basically I'd buy it,
break you,
I'd play it, and I'd be like, "I'm not good enough for this," and then I'd walk away. I do appreciate their like they're trying to like it's realism.
Yeah, yeah.
I noticed like the sights, like the red dots and stuff, were all like real red dots.
Yeah,
I was like, ooh.
Yeah, there is definitely a, and they're different. They stand out because it's different.
Yeah,
it's different and it's good. And I wish my main shooter friend wasn't on the damn 3 hour time difference.
Smite and Stranger Things are doing a collaboration. There's some skins for different, what are they, gods? I guess.
Woo.
If you're into that, Stranger Things push. So I'm assuming we're going to get a new season of Stranger Things this year.
Woo.
Left 4 Dead style co-op shooter, Anacrusis, was officially announced.
Woo.
That was the other one I was thinking of when we were talking about Back 4 Blood.
Anacrusis
was that one, yeah. Koch Media revealed their new publishing label, Prime. What was it called?
Prime.
Prime Matter. That's what it was. Do you want to run through those games? Should we run through those now? Do you want to?
Here's your main thing for the games. Unless you can think of something else. The main thing is Payday 3.
There was
and they are making a new game in the Painkiller universe. And they're King's Bounty 2, I believe, is the name of the other game. Those are the three main ones. Payday 3 being the big title. Because it's been a while since Payday 2, and Payday 2 was widely well-received. So,
I think there's 12 or 13 total.
I believe 12.
So,
and I just gave you 3, so 9 more to find out for yourself when you go look at the article.
Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt. Vampire Battle Royale. Coming this year.
Who'd have thought?
Gotta make a battle royale of everything.
Battle royale.
There was a new Tales of Arise trailer. Looks like some Japanese thing.
Yep, it's a Tales game.
Getting a little bit of a Rocket League and Fast and Furious crossover again. I gotta tell you, man, that Fiero was pretty dope looking.
Yeah,
with the rocket with the fucking jet engine on the back. Do it in real life. Sky, Children of the Light, was officially launches on the Switch on June 29th. Overwatch 2's game director showed off some new looks for some characters.
Yeah, redoing character models and stuff to go with the new launch.
Planet of Lana, Lena. I forgot they didn't pronounce it like Lana. I think they pronounced it some other way, but I'm going to say Lana. Planet of Lana, an off-Earth odyssey, launching in 2022. Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin. Yo, this iPad, man, it's going to get punched right in the face. I'm white screened for a minute. Okay, I came back. Just kidding. It's randomly reloading. Like, it's all old. Right. It's old. It's an iPad 2. It's like ancient. iPad Air 2, I believe. It's old as fuck. Just so the people know what I'm dealing with here. These conditions I'm working under. It's terrible.
I swear I'm not slave laboring him.
It's terrible. Terrible. Just terrible.
All right, Charles.
Endless dungeon gameplay was revealed near Automata's 2B announced for Fall Guys, whatever the fuck that means. 2B, I'm assuming, is a character. So that'll be in Fall Guys June 18th.
2B is indeed a character.
Some of the Call of Duty creators announced Deviation Games. Jason Blundell, is that how you say that? Blundell?
Yep.
And Dave Anthony created a new studio called Deviation Games. And they're partnering with PlayStation for the new IP.
They're deviating.
They are deviating. They seem really thrilled about it, so I'm thrilled that they're thrilled. Far Cry 6's Giancarlo.
All right, let's move through this.
Okay.
How much? I need you to hit two more points.
All right. Are we doing Gearbox Publishing? Do we care about that? Evil Dead the game.
Yes, hit that.
Evil Dead the game showcases new gameplay. The game is narrated by Ash Williams, who plays Bruce Campbell.
Way around there, bud.
Whatever.
It's narrated by Bruce Campbell, who plays Ash Williams.
I don't even like that guy.
Why don't you like Bruce?
Because you know why? He's in that fucking show you like. That's why I don't like him.
Fair enough. Burn notices the show he's referencing.
Back for Blood gameplay trailer. Showed off a new enemy. It's a tank. And that's all I got on my list.
There's one thing I don't think you talked about.
All right. Well, you got the list over there.
The Dark Pictures Anthology.
Oh, that's not on here. That's bullshit.
House of Ashes Monsters.
God, 2003 God. Iraq.
Spooky times.
So spooky.
So, yeah, that's the other thing I needed you to hit.
All right. Well, yeah. Another Dark Anthology. That's the last one, right?
That would technically be three.
How many are they doing? Four?
Oh, I don't know. They said trilogy, but I don't know. That was at the time.
Yeah.
Technically that would be four. But they weren't counting Until Dawn.
They weren't counting Until Dawn.
No, because it wasn't technically part of the Dark Pictures Anthology.
Okay, so there's one more.
Yes. Well, no, this would be three. Until Dawn makes it four, counting this.
Okay. I'm picking up what
you're Otherwise, talking. This is three. Because then it's Man of Medan, Little Hope, and now this one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's a ton more. Go watch it yourself, though.
Yeah.
Filthy animals.
And then you can listen to Weezer, because we can't talk about that, because it's copyrighted. We can talk about it, but, like, weird performance. All right, here we go. Number two. Let's do it. The next Battlefield game was revealed. Battlefield 2042, set 100 years earlier than their previous game, Battlefield 2142.
What the fuck?
Do you not remember that game?
No.
You don't remember 2142?
No.
I think it was 2142. It's like 14, 15 years ago. It was a Battlefield game. I specifically remember it because I always saw it in the store. And the box art had mechs on it.
Oh my god. I had blocked that out of my memories.
Yeah, you remember that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that was 2142 though.
42. So, answered everything.
Yeah. What's 6 times 7?
42.
Look at you go. Not a math pod.
I wasn't sure that was the answer.
It is.
All right, well.
Believe it or not.
I don't do math anymore, so.
I barely do. I just opened the calculator. The next Battlefield game was indeed revealed at 2042. In their own words, in Battlefield 2042, the world is on the brink. Shortages of food, energy, and clean water have led dozens of failed nations. Creating the greatest refugee crisis in human history. Among these non-patriated or no-pats are families, farmers, engineers, and even soldiers.
Oh, man, snap!
You imagine in a battlefield game? Amidst the crisis, the United States and Russia draw the world into an all-out war. No-pat specialists join both sides, not fighting for a flag, but for the future of the non-patrioted in this new world.
Intense.
Some facts that we know so far. There is no campaign and no battle royale. That don't know why I stuttered that. No campaign.
Yeah.
No traditional campaign, I believe, is like more specific. There's no true single player campaign, but apparently there are like story elements in the multiplayer stuff that you're playing.
They're going to do that whole rigmarole.
Yeah, we're going to try to tell an overarching story via battle passes and yada yada.
Yeah.
In the main mode, quote, All Out Warfare, matches will feature 128 players if you're playing on a PC or current gen. For older consoles, that number will shrink down to a more standard 64. The All-Out Warfare mode in Battlefield, 2042, is meant to be the core multiplayer experience returning Battlefield players. Returning Battlefield players will be most familiar with. It's comprised of Conquest and Breakthrough modes, which task players with different win conditions. Within All-Out Warfare exists Specialists, which are class-based individuals for players to choose from. Specialists are grouped into four different categories, at least currently, Recon, Engineer, Support, and Assault. I think there was talk there might be more of those. And have unique abilities and traits for each individual specialist to utilize. Oh, no, that explains why. With those unique attributes are specific. While those unique attributes are specific to characters, each specialist can choose their own weapon loadouts without restriction. EA said there will be 10 specialists at launch. That's the number I was looking for. 7 different launch maps have also been revealed. These are Kaleidoscope, set in South Korea, Manifest, set in Singapore, Orbital, set in French Guiana, Discarded, set in India, Renewal, set in Egypt, Hourglass, set in Qatar, and Breakaway, set in Antarctica.
Whoa.
Outside of that mode, 2042 will also have a squad-based mode called Hazard Zone, as well as a third, yet-to-be-announced multiplayer mode. The Hazard Zone info described the multiplayer mode as high-stakes, squad-based game type. It's totally new for the Battlefield franchise, and EA said it's distinctively dice, while still being quite different from the two modes included in All Out Warfare. EA says that it will act as a live service game with seasonal battle passes, both free and paid. It's supposed to launch on October 22nd. I'm excited. I'm hype. The quick thing I will say, Hazard Zone. First off, that third game mode is going to get shown at EA Play in July, so expect more details then anyway. Gameplay is happening on this Sunday, so you'll see more there as well. Hazard Zone, my guess, is similar to the Call of Duty game mode that they added, where you drop in as multiple teams, not a battle royale, you drop in as multiple teams on a larger map, and you have to go do nuke things at a bunch of different sites. So it's PvP while doing an objective, but there's like 7 squads in the game or whatever.
Yep. I feel you on that one. Yeah, I'm also hyped. We kind of talked about it before, about things that we thought they should do, and they did those things.
Get rid of the campaign.
Yep.
And get rid of Battle Royale and double down on what you do well.
Yeah, which seems to be what they did. And the, I remember we were talking about vehicles. They seem to have that in mind where they made the vehicle combat space significantly larger.
Yeah, specifically air size mm-hmm. is much larger. No more fishbowl feeling. The other part was they mentioned about vehicles that if it was a multi-seater vehicle, it would be more effective if you have more people in it.
Yeah, which is...
Versus just having a one-man wrecking crew in a tank, which I'm sure it'll still wreck anyway, but it mm-hmm. won't be as ridiculous. But if you have five people in a tank, then it's like, all right, well...
Yeah.
Now you're firing on all cylinders type mm-hmm. of move.
Yeah. Looks good. I'm excited for the gameplay trailer we should be seeing. I think it's going to be just the first game mode.
Probably. And we get, you know, wingsuits. Always yeah. fun. The trailer that they show pays homage to the old jump out of a fighter jet, shoot a rocket, blow up another fighter, get back in the fighter jet. The like definition of only in Battlefield moments.
Mm-hmm. A couple other things that are awesome. No weapon restrictions on classes and yes. All out warfare there.
You can be a recon and not be stuck to just having snipers.
Mm-hmm. And the 10, I don't even know how to break that down. I guess the 10 specialists inside the classes, are they calling them classes?
No.
What are they calling these things? There's specialists and then there's specialists categories. So just have them called yeah. categories. Okay.
It's 10 spread out, at least what they're saying is 10 specialists spread out against four categories.
Yeah.
So probably 3-3-3 and 3-3-2-2 would be my guess. Like 3 assault, 3 engineer, 2 support, 2 recon.
I'm picking up where you're putting down. Anything else you want to comment on? Let's see here. Well, it's hard to tell. We probably will have a better idea after this weekend. October 22nd. At this moment, with the information you know,
I feel
how confident?
I feel pretty confident.
Confident. Okay. 3 years in development. That's good.
Three years of dev. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And October 22nd does give them time to move a little bit if they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But there really no reason for them to move.
Yeah, 3 years on a multiplayer only.
Yeah, they should be fine.
Yeah.
Multiple test phases coming through to mm-hmm. an NDA to alpha, an open beta. So, and they're still doing the early play if you pre-order and yada yada. $70 game this time.
Mm. To be expected.
Yeah. At this point, it's no longer surprising, and if you're getting shocked, everybody literally said this is going to happen, so you should stop getting shocked.
Yeah.
Sure, you can ask, is it justifiable? That's a different discussion.
You want to take any guesses on what the third game mode is? Got any crazy distinctively dice?
Distinctively dice, but also said to be
totally new.
Totally new, but an homage to people that have been playing the franchise for a while. Was, I believe, the message that Jack heard.
All right, so that makes me think of, like, old Battlefield.
Yeah, but I don't know old Battlefield.
The only older one I know is...
Bad Company 2 was my start.
Was it 1942 or something like that?
Yeah, Battlefield 1942 was one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, there's nothing that really sticks out in my mind about old Battlefield that...
What I want to see, and I guess All of War is probably this, but I want to see that tug of war mode.
I bet that'll be
it. Depends
be
on how
war.
They implement All Out War. Because when they say they're doing All Out War, if it's just you constantly rotating between... You know, like, all right, it's a 5-map long thing. We do what we did before when it was Grand Operations. So you have X amount of matches. Hey, bud. You have X amount of matches or whatever, but it's just progressing, win or lose, to then hit a loading screen, go to the next map, and it's like, oh, no, the enemy has a train now or whatever. And it's like, well, all right, I guess, but I liked what they were... accomplishing with the Star Wars, I don't remember what the hell the name of the mode was, but like Tug of War, where some matches would take 3 hours because you'd go from the one, I played it a couple times, but you'd sit, one of the maps was you'd be in the desert, and then you'd basically play, so this is what I'm hoping All Out War is, right? You're in the desert or wherever, and you have to, you're playing Conquest against the other team. Depending on who wins, it just shifts you, which I guess is the part of Battlefield that's kind of hard. Star Wars, it's shifting you around an entire narrative. So you're on the planet, you're on the ships that are invading the planet, or you're in the base that's also on the planet. Like, you have multiple, what do they call them, theaters of war that you can quickly move to.
Mm-hmm.
But with Battlefield, how do you justify, not that you have to justify it, but you're like, all right, you won the conquest in South Korea. Time to go to Antarctica. And you're like, wait, what? So I don't know how they want to do that.
I'm assuming, so my take on, my assumption here is that it's different for, like, because they call All Out War, like, that it's versions of Breakthrough and Conquest.
Right, which almost just...
So I'm assuming it's map dependent, or...
I mean, it might just be alternating, where, or not necessarily directly alternating, but they probably have, obviously, both modes set for all the maps. It's just a coin flip of what you get.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll see. I don't know. This kind of is interesting because I went in prior to this. I didn't have much faith, and now after seeing this, I'm like, oh shit! They're like, I am somewhat inspired by their decisions they're making. So,
yeah, I'm pumped. I'm hoping for the October date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident in it, but you know, hope is still the key word.
Yeah.
But that would put EA Play at the premium tier or whatever it is. Putting that on in September would get you FIFA, Madden. Say you paid for 2 to 3 months, would get you FIFA, Madden, that, and whatever else. I can't even think of what else could potentially be on there. That's, well, now that it used to be, the whole joke was it's $180. I guess it would be $210. Pending that they make FIFA and Madden 70, which we'll find out in July. But that would make $30 equal $210. That's saying that's you got the standard version, which if you're paying for EA Play premium, you get the upgraded version.
Yeah,
the whatever gold, it is, gold or ultimate or whatever they're calling it, for depending on the game. So that would actually be more money you're saving, which I don't understand why people buy games at that point. I mean, I get some why some people do.
Well, like premium, but is EA Play premium available on the? It's not available on the consoles, right?
Maybe not.
I think they just have the basic on there.
Yeah, well, the basic is the one that's tied in with the Game Pass.
Yeah, so I think that's all that's available on the consoles. Oh,
man, can you imagine playing on a console? Loser! Says the guy playing the show on PS5.
Well, you don't really have much of a choice there.
I mean, in terms of I don't have a PC, yeah, otherwise I could play it on Xbox, but...
Yeah.
Now, and I don't have it on PC yet...
Anything else you want to talk about,
no, I'm just excited.
Battlefield. All right. We're excited. We're excited here on the podcast.
It needs to be good because there always needs to be competition. If nothing else, if for some reason, even I don't enjoy it, it needs to be good because we need competition. But spoiler alert, I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy it.
He might. We'll let you know.
I've enjoyed all the other ones.
I didn't play much of 5.
Even 5 I enjoyed. The only thing I hated about 5 is I just didn't give a shit about single player campaign. And the group that I was playing with, we played for a while, but then they just kind of stopped playing.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, so then I ended up playing shooters by myself, and that's always just sad.
Well, you know...
Sad boy times!
Xbox. has released some information to whet people's appetites prior to E3. Microsoft, I guess, specifically, more than anything else. Gamers will soon find xCloud embedded in certain internet-connected TVs, and that the company is working on its own streaming devices that will work on any TV or monitor without the need for a console, which we heard rumors of this a while ago. It's real. The old stick, or whatever you want to call it, for xCloud. Game streaming support will be added to Edge, Chrome, and Safari browsers on top of the Xbox app on PC.
They just didn't only mention Safari.
Yeah, right?
They're just like, hey, and it's in the Safari browser.
Apple. Microsoft is in the final stages of updating its data centers with the Xbox Series X hardware so that cloud users can experience Series S and X optimized games.
Ooh.
Microsoft is planning to let Xbox console owners try games before they download them later this year.
There it is. That's sexy.
The new Xbox dashboard feature will allow console players to stream games through xCloud service instantly, which makes sense.
Gonna give it to you.
Xbox says it's looking into new subscription offerings for Game Pass to suit people on different devices from different countries and with different budgets. The company is also working with telecommunication providers on new purchasing models akin to Xbox All Access, where gamers could buy a console and Game Pass for a monthly price rather than paying up front, which they kind of already have something like that. But I'm
assuming they're... I think working with more people is the...
Yeah. And Xbox says it will continue to invest in and acquire new studios as it aims to release a new first-party game every 3 months.
Well, you should start with one.
Yeah. Having a real hard time getting one game out.
Yeah, like, I appreciate your ambition. Start with one.
Yeah. Try to get Halo out.
Yeah. Let's just start with that one. See where you are after 3 months and figure... You know, see if you can do it again.
Yeah.
They're gonna count Bethesda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah.
They're going to count Bethesda's
games. First party now.
Yeah, they're going to count Bethesda's games and go, see? We nailed that. They're like, no. They were working on all of this before you bought them. You don't get to just say, yay, we win.
So, like, interesting that Microsoft... I mean, this is for, like, super geeky people, for us more than anything else. But it's interesting that they're dropping all this, like... somewhat quietly before E3.
Well, this is almost like an investor earnings call. They're like, hey, let's just get some stuff out that we're not going to spend time on during E3. And especially because they are Xbox/Bethesda this year.
Yeah.
They are the same show. So you don't want to waste time going, all right, let's bring out random Game Pass member number 7 to discuss the new potential tiers for other countries. And they're like, let's just blog post this and move along. We got to get Pete Hines out here.
Fun prediction time.
Ooh.
Not really fun prediction time, but prediction time. What's the split on Xbox to Bethesda?
Like time split?
Yes. And do you think they keep them separate? Or do you think they kind of just like interweave it and make it all fucking jumbled?
I think they keep them separate.
Okay. Time split.
60-40 Xbox.
That's a fair bet. It's safe. I don't know about safe, but it's fair. It's good.
I mean, it won't be 50-50.
No. 70-30 doesn't feel right. I think
70-30 is egregious.
Yeah.
So 60-40.
60-40. All right. There it is.
I know how to make a line.
Stamp of approval.
Who wants to bet on that line?
From that's Gamers the real question. Podcast.
Yeah, it'll be 60-40 and you don't interweave them because it'd be unbelievably confusing for everybody.
Yeah. People aren't ready for that.
That being said, they'll interweave them now just to fuck with everybody. But you don't, because it's going to be confusing for everyone.
Oh, the other thing somewhat relevant to this, I just randomly read it. Bethesda's removing the Battle Royale mode from Fallout 76. Random.
They gotta put it in Starfield, so.
Ooh. Nasty.
Just cut it up from over here and paste it over there.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be 60-40, and then, it'll be a question of what do you see from Bethesda?
Yeah, do you have any E3 predictions for them, Xbox and Bethesda? I got nothing really this year.
Bethesda would be very funny if you saw Starfield.
That's what's next, right? Starfield?
Yeah.
I think we'll see Starfield then.
I mean, Deathloop technically is next, but we've seen so much of it at this point.
Yeah, I think we'll see Starfield, especially with all the leaks. I'm doing little air quotes here.
Do we see Elder Scrolls 6? They acknowledged it. So do we see it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I said this last year as well. If we see Elder Scrolls 6, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Pissed. I think we should only see Starfield and maybe get a cursory like statement. We're still working on Elder Scrolls 6, obviously.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't want to see any of it. I don't want them to deep dive. I want to be like, this is where we're going to be.
Yeah.
The game's fucking 3 years away.
Don't timeline yourself. You already did more than enough for the splash screen. Yeah. I'd almost like them to
unless Microsoft is going to literally just start taking fucking
money,
dump trucks of money into and buying support studios and like doubling the size of
what do you need?
Yeah. Fucking forcing them to use Unreal Engine. I don't know.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Somebody in Bethesda will die on the hill of Creation Engine.
I think we see.
Do we get to have a moment where they acknowledge they're not using the Creation Engine?
If Bethesda spent half of their allotted time talking about how they're not going to use the Creation Engine anymore, you'd find me in the corner like masturbating. Like, yes.
They don't even need to use half their time. Just tell me Starfield's not running on the Creation Engine, and I will call them the greatest developers to have ever walked this earth.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, that would be. That'd be great, but
I would, man. I'm getting hot thinking about it.
Isn't it funny how it's hard to fathom then making like to us? I mean, obviously we know very little of the inner workings of like what they have going on.
Yeah.
But it seems like a no brainer for them to just move to a new engine. Like you don't
fully stable, non bug riddled
Unreal engine. Or
Unreal
Unity or whatever else is out
there.
Yeah,
I mean, there's Snowdrop, but like just Unreal. Easiest one to work with.
Yeah.
Massive. I mean, maybe it's not the easiest one to work with, but just use Unreal.
Do we have any expectations for Xbox? I mean, what do we know of that?
Halo's going to get a big showing.
Is Halo supposed to come out this year? Yes. It is supposed to come out this year.
Supposed to is a good word. You want the over-under on if it gets delayed?
That's a better joke. Whatever happened to the Crackdown studio?
Crackdown 3? That's just what happened to them.
Yeah. But obviously, like, that was a shit show.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they're doing anything right now.
I don't know. I mean, we got to see
Do we see that they... like randomly bought somebody like unknown to this point? They're like, and we've partnered with so and so.
I just can't imagine.
Or maybe not bought anybody, but they're bringing back like something beloved type of thing. Like Gears hasn't had anything in a bit. Doesn't mean
no. We had a Gears game like 2 years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I know, but like, don't they just crank those things out?
They do, and they need to not.
I mean, I agree, but
new Forza? Do we have new Forza?
We should have a new Forza. We do not have a Motorsport.
That'd be something great for them to dump out. To
Motorsport
with Gran
would be
Turismo.
would be a solid Gran Turismo fight.
You know, Xbox would love nothing more than to get Forza out before Gran
Especially
Turismo.
Now, yeah, they would absolutely love it. And I would love to see what car they put on stage for it.
Because
they always put a car on stage.
Oh, it'd have to be some new EV.
Yeah.
The new Lotus EV.
Nate's jerked off twice during this conference.
What else? I don't know. I just don't know. I feel like I failed miserably.
Some Game Pass stuff, like random day and date Game Pass things. Like what was the yard one last year that nobody plays anymore? Not Undergrowth. That's not the name of it.
Grounded.
Maybe. The Honey that I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah. It's, I think it was Grounded, maybe.
Maybe.
But
I expect something like that to happen.
Obsidian game is the one you're talking about, right?
There's a lot of Obsidian stuff to see, too.
That's true. They had that.
Yep.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
They're making like a couple games.
Do you put Obsidian right before you kicked it to Bethesda?
I forgot that they own.
If you want to.
What if Obsidian. I forgot about that. I forgot that was the whole thing. It was like, oh my God, Obsidian could make a Fallout game now.
Yeah. You imagine them just being like, hey, Obsidian, they need help on a Starfield, and Obsidian going, fuck them.
But
Obsidian announced like 12 different things.
I know.
So I'm expecting to see at least half of that. Obsidian's going to have a giant chunk, and I want them to go right before Bethesda. I want Xbox to do all their stuff and then go, and here's our I'm assuming we're going to see Psychonauts 2 and stuff like that, because Double Fine has the same partnership with Microsoft. And then I'm expecting to see, imagine if we saw Witcher 4 from them, seeing how they debuted Cyberpunk. And they just, do you think they have the balls to show Cyberpunk updates? Like the multiplayer shit?
Maybe.
That'd be ballsy.
Maybe. I mean, why not? I guess. I mean, like, Xbox has so much like goodwill going for them. That
yeah, I know, but
they could eat some for CD Projekt. Yeah,
it'd be interesting. But yeah, no, the Obsidian stuff. I want to do all your stuff, then do your Obsidian block, and then go. And now we're gonna go to Bethesda, just because that back to back would be hysterical.
That's so whack to me. Oh, Hellblade 2.
Oh yeah, 2. Yeah.
All right.
There's things.
There are things.
That is Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
You're up next, unless you want me to go. I'll go again. I don't care.
No, I'll go. Hold on.
You're looking like you're dying over there from allergies.
Dude, my eyes are just losing their shit. I need to get some high-octane allergy meds. Do those exist? Can I have a syringe? Where I suck the allergies out of me?
Ooh.
Hey. Number 4, Electronic Arts has confirmed a recent data breach in which hackers stole source code for a number of games, according to a Vice motherboard report. The outlet said hackers on underground forums, those thugs, had claimed to have stolen some 780 gigabytes of data, including source code for FIFA 21 and its matchmaking server, source code and tools from the Frostbite engine and other items. Interesting. See the results of that later, probably at some point.
Fun stuff. I'm more excited for like any sort of like documents and emails they might have gotten.
Yeah. I'm excited just for them to like all the lawsuits and everything that have always happened around FIFA and like loot boxes and stuff.
Yeah, I want some
and
like
them just start yanking stuff out of code and going,
oh.
Like, could be clearly this is a problem, just pointing at things.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
I like the idea that this is going to have good ramifications, not bad.
Yeah. Probably not. Won't
have either. It'll probably just have net neutral.
Should we just continue on? You want to speed along? I can do that.
And we don't need the Coke stuff. We already talked about that.
Okay. So Ubisoft Forward is tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Yep.
Eastern.
Yep.
Followed by Devolver and Gearbox. Devolver's always a good one if they're going to do one.
That's why
of
theirs. I tripped myself up. I almost said 5 because I couldn't remember. I when I wrote this, the document I was looking at, the image, was in PST. So then when I wrote it down and you asked me earlier, I was confusing which time I had wrote with which was which.
And like Nate just mentioned, Microsoft and Bethesda are 1 p.m.
If you're gonna watch Sunday. If you're gonna watch one of these, watch the Ubisoft one, then immediately stick around and watch Devolver. Devolver is a great show. Every time, and anyone that tells you any otherwise is wrong and has zero sense of humor.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't listen to them and kick them out of your life.
Exactly. They're just toxic.
They are wrong and not important. And if you're not doing anything on Sunday at 1 o'clock, watch Microsoft Bethesda. It'll be a good show.
Yeah. Ubisoft's Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time remake is now slated for 2022.
I completely forgot that was a thing.
Yep. I just like pointing out Ubisoft's pushing things further and further back.
Well, pushing things further and further back, but also just getting that out before their Forward event. Like, don't ask about it.
Don't worry about that. Respawn Entertainment has announced that the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order his next gen upgrade release today.
Hey, look at all that shiny skating you can do.
Yep. And then Netflix and CD Projekt Red announced they're having a date. And it's going to be WitcherCon for July 9th.
I don't know what that means.
They're doing a WitcherCon.
I mean, I know what that means, but like,
it means we're going to see the trailer for season 2, and then we're also going to see the trailer for the the remaster of The Witcher 3. They're doing an next gen version of The Witcher 3. Yeah. Did you forget about that already?
Yeah, I did.
I did too.
I'd rather them. Did I say this at that same time where I said I'd rather them be remaking 1 and 2?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you should be remaking with the show, but whatever.
Yeah. So,
or also just make 4.
Yeah.
Hot take. You guys want to play Gwent?
Oh, and, the free game this week on Epic Game Store is Control.
Good man.
So,
look at you go.
Hop on that. I saw that because that's one of my list of games to play. And I was like, oh, I don't have to pay for this?
Yeah. $30. Yeah. Free.
Free. Free dollars.
Free doll hairs. The game before that was Frostpunk, if you somehow forgot to claim that.
I did not claim that because I'm okay with that because that's one of those games that I'm like, oh, I'd really like to play that, but I'd never actually play it.
But it was free. What's wrong with you and free things? Why don't you like free?
I like free things, but I'm not one of those people where like I need to hoard free things.
I don't know what you're saying.
If I'm not going to use it, I don't have any qualms about not taking it. Are you the guy that like just hoards all the free food and then like, you know, doesn't actually eat it?
I eat free food. Okay. I don't hoard free food.
Yeah, you hoard it in your stomach, you monster.
Yeah. I murder the child that was about to take the cupcake, and then I eat it.
And then I eat the child as well.
Yeah, but that's like later.
Snack.
I can't eat that there. It's usually not kosher.
Snack.
I just kind of fit it in a plastic shopping bag that I carry around with me for later. The only shopping bag left in existence that was plastic.
Speaking of carrying children in plastic bags, did I talk about my baby class last week?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
The segue and like thought process that entire time was just beautiful. It was poetry. Mark Twain couldn't have written it better. Anyway.
I don't know.
That's the Epic deal. But on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, what's PlayStation? I don't know anymore because I don't have a PS5.
For PS4, you get Virtua Fighter 5 and Star Wars Squadrons.
Oh, that's cool.
PS5, Operation Tango.
I don't know what that is.
Good answer. Xbox Games with Gold. You get King's Bard, available from June 1st to the 30th. Shadow's Awakening, available the 16th to July 15th. Neo Geo Battle Coliseum, available June 1st to the 15th. And Injustice, available from June 16th to the 30th.
Great. Great.
Anyway, 7 days. What have you been up to?
Playing through Mass Effect, the first one. Having a good time with that. Listening to a lot of books. Finished Augustus, the biography on Augustus, the first emperor of Rome. It was long. 27 hours, I believe.
So who's next?
I think
canonically, and the one you're going to listen to.
Well, I doubt they did well on Tiberius, who's the next emperor.
Is it him, then Caesar? Or Caesar,
then Augustus? Julius then? Caesar, yeah. And then Augustus. And then Tiberius. And then I think you get one of the nasty ones, like Caligula or Nero or whatever.
Caligula. What a time.
What
a time for Caligula.
He might be a little bit later on. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But I also...
Because it was Julius and then Caesar Augustus. Julius Caesar and then Caesar
Augustus. Yeah, exactly. He adopted...
Julius's name.
Yeah, Octavia. Octavian. I can't remember. His sister's Octavia. They got chill with these names.
Rome, calm down.
Yeah.
You're getting out of hand.
Listen to the last episode of Supernova in the East. That was good.
You did end up listening. You listened to the whole thing already?
Yeah. Six hours.
I gotta catch up.
6 hours, bro.
I know. I got 6 hours left of...
I'm not going to lie. So I listened to Augustus, which is Rome, which is generally pretty dark. Like, they're just ruthless.
Yeah.
And true. Then I listened to the last episode of Supernova in the East, which is, if you're not familiar with Dan Carlin's stuff right now, that's on World War II Japan, which this episode, the last episode, it's all just like terrible things.
Well, yeah, because it should be the... It's the end of the episode. Yeah, so
it's the end of World War II Japan. Yeah. So,
well, not just Japan.
Yikes on that one.
It's Japan and
yeah.
The theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah, which, oh god.
Spoiler alert for something 70 years ago. It's not good.
So I had a real tough time finding what I was going to do next, and that's what I settled on because I had a whole reading list. 70 years. That's all just like, it's mostly World War II books that I want to read, but they're all like, I saw
Interaction with one and only Coach Ballgame. So,
oh, yeah.
I was like,
that book was really good.
I saw it pop up from you and I was like, that's weird. Yeah. I was just like thumbing through Twitter, just scroll through and I was like, huh, that's weird. Kept going.
Yeah. That was The Bomber Mafia.
Yes, The Bomber Mafia.
So the next book I started, and I'm an hour or two into it, is Moneyball, which has been good.
Michael Lewis.
Yep, it's been good. It's been interesting for sure. I'm like floored by the.
I never read the book. I only watched the movie for Moneyball. I know the concept and everything, but
I'm floored by the difference in salaries that, like,
yes,
like 2 decades can make.
Yeah, I mean 2 decades, but even if you look at discrepancies between teams,
fucking
then.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, and even if you take like the budgets of teams in the early 2000s versus what players are making now,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And that's just basically what I've been doing. I mean, I don't. You know, we're working on the baby's room, which is really more Samantha's jam. I haven't really contributed a whole ton to that other than, like, you know, pick things up, put them down.
Looks good.
Yeah. I think that's it for me. I don't think I...
How's Mass Effect going?
It's fine. I'm playing a little bit different than I normally would because, like, why not? Oh, that... You know what I've noticed in Mass Effect? Glitchy.
No.
Like, way glitchier than the original game. Like,
or that you remember.
No, definitely glitchier than the original game. Okay. Because, like, if it was silly stuff.
It's a different BioWare now.
If it was silly stuff, it wouldn't be a big deal. But it's, like, reload saves or restart the game glitchy. Like
I said, it's a different BioWare now. Even if it is a remake of a game they already had their hands on, it's a different BioWare now.
Yeah.
They'll find a way to make it bad.
And games are just made differently now, too. So, like, the FOV
built
on Mass Effect is, like, really narrow, which is unsettling.
Did you mod it yet for the FOV change?
I did. That's the one mod I did do. I did some some editor stuff for the save file because I just don't want to deal with like,
right,
stupid shit. So that's fair. I will probably be done with it very, very soon.
The first one.
I don't know if I'll. I don't know how much I'll go into the other ones. I haven't decided yet.
Wasn't two like the best one?
2 is a lot of people's favorite, okay, for sure.
Is 1 your favorite?
I would say 1, like, it's weird. It's one of those situations where, like, if I had to rate them based on, like, memory, like, my fondness for them,
yeah,
based on my experience, 1 would probably be my favorite.
Okay.
But if I had to look at them objectively, it's probably 2. So. Huh.
Okay.
That makes sense. There's just other games I'd like to play, so.
Fair enough.
So we'll see. Although I can take Days Gone off my list now, I guess.
Shelby out here ruining everything.
Yeah, good for her. How about you? What are you up to?
Happy she's leaned into
Yeah. She
not ping-pong. Giving a shit now.
Yeah, yeah. She, before, like, I appreciated her. We're talking about girlfriend reviews, by the way.
Yeah, YouTube channel girlfriend reviews. Always a good watch. Watch all their videos.
I appreciated her, like, upbeat videos in the beginning, but it would have definitely gotten stale if that's all they ever did.
Yeah,
they didn't
yeah,
start,
yeah.
like...
And I don't need them to shit on things. I just want them to be, you know, straight up with, you know, what the things are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
which is, she does a good job of that. And also being like, if you liked it, that's cool too. Like,
yeah. All of you that are out there, just know I don't hate you.
Yeah.
Except for whatever your guy's name was on the forum.
Yeah.
Which is, you suck. Yeah. No, for me, it's been Burning Crusade Classic. It's been in the rotation. Rotation's gotten big. So here we go. MLB The Show. Burning Crusade Classic.
League, are you...
not really.
Are you at the point in the show where you're just doing your weekly stuff, or are you still trying to get through the meat of the game as well?
I'm still burning quite a bit.
Okay.
It's been a little slow over the last, like, 2 weeks. Or, no, not the last 2 weeks. Like, last week-ish or so, because the new program dropped or whatever. But right before that, I was in a waiting period for that to happen. So
yeah,
it's usually what I try to do is I try to get as close as I can to finishing that and then wait. That being said, a lot of the show, Burning Crusade Classic, played some Call of Duty, played some Destiny 2, played some League, played some Out of the Park.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in spring training, but I did make it to spring training, so I'm just kind of moving along through that. Because it's easy. I play that usually the same time I'm playing anything else that isn't a shooter. Something that I can just quickly alt-tab, make sure everything's still going, and then alt-tab out. So if I'm playing WoW or any other slow game, the only time I won't play it at the same time is if I'm playing Football Manager, because I can't play two Sims at the same time, because I will confuse myself.
That's fair.
Have started replaying Football Manager, though. Kenny and I are back. We're doing our thing.
I thought that might be the case, because I got into Discord at one point, and I noticed Kenny was in the Football Manager channel.
Yep.
And I was like, these chickens.
Yeah. He'll hop in there if he's either waiting for me or at one point, which happened the other time. We were playing. I was in a game. And then he left to go hike. Well, in order for me to continue finishing my game, he has to leave the game open on his end.
Yeah.
So I finish the game, hit continue, and then it waits until he comes back, and I just leave it open. I can't leave the game. I just leave it open on my machine. And when he gets back to his computer, he hits continue and then saves and quits it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, so there was just times, and he didn't leave the Discord though, so he was just sitting in there, and I finally kicked him out.
Yeah.
But other than that, back at that, we just got back into the season. We're only two games in. I've won one, I've lost one. I think that's it, though. Yeah, parents came up, visited. It was a good time. Saw people I haven't seen in a year and a half at a cookout. So that was good. Happy with my lawn. Mowed my lawn yesterday and today. And then swept the lawn. That's the key. The key was the sweep maneuver.
Nate's getting old. He's getting that old man lawn care going on.
I'm not getting the old man lawn care in.
You just swept your lawn, bro.
I'm getting there. Listen. If you saw my lawn prior to me sweeping it, you'd understand.
I'll show you Snapchats of my yard. I got hay, rows of hay.
Yeah, so what I have. I have your yard, and then I swept it.
Yeah.
Now I have my yard. And I'm not the one that called it a majestic picture as we went out to try to play blitzball on it. Sir.
I was just trying to compliment you and your hard work.
I appreciate it, but then you don't need to come on a podcast and blast me.
I mean, clearly you were offended. You hit me like four times with a blitz ball.
Listen, just because I can't throw straight, all right? Maybe I was annoyed. Also, I have like 5.5 or 5 hours left of Altered Carbon to finish.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's like a 18-hour read. Yeah. I sped up the read.
Okay.
To like 105 or something. Just enough that the guy is kind of, he's slow and going through it anyway. And I was like, all right, let's just kind of move along here.
Mm-hmm.
So I kicked it up and that shaved off like 30 minutes, which
It's more telling than anything.
So yeah, I got that to finish.
I hope the show was better than the book. The book has a lot going on that is just like kind of all over the place.
I'm curious as well. The first season of the show I enjoyed, but I think I enjoyed it a lot for its the possibilities. Like the world building in the show was really interesting.
Yeah, and I could see even in the book, I can see the world building being very interesting. But my guess is that the show actually is probably better than the book because it gets to remove a lot of just the random shit that's happening.
I could definitely see that if that's one of those.
Yeah. And I'm like halfway through Snowden now.
Okay.
I'm picking it back up to try to finish it so I can get it back to you.
No rush.
I know it's no rush, but like
I already read it.
There's enough of the things where you know how you look at something at some point and you're like, oh yeah, that's so and so's.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know they don't give a shit at all if they get it back.
Yeah.
It's like I need to get it's on my checklist in my head at all times of just every time I see it moves priority a little higher on the checklist, basically. Yeah, that's really it. Yeah. That's all I got.
I'm good.
Just E3 watching now. E3 and, Euros are on. Soccer championship Euros. So I'm going to be watching a lot of soccer over the next couple weeks, like 50-something games.
Whoa.
In like a roughly month-long tournament, month and a half, something like that.
That's a lot of soccer.
Yep. I love it. So, and just sports in general, I mean. But, you know, watching that, baseball, whatever, playoff basketball sometimes, playoff hockey sometimes. All right, cool. We'll see you guys in 7 days then.
Bye-bye.